is the Front and Center podcast on ESPNFrontRow.com.
Hi, I'm Diane Lamb, Vice President in Communications. I'm here with Will Kane to talk about his new radio show, the appropriately titled The Will Kane Show, which premieres January 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, and it's simulcast on ESPN News. Welcome, Will.
Hi, Diane.
Let's get right to it. What should listeners expect from your new show?
The show's going to have a strong point of view, obviously, mine. But here's the thing. I don't have any interest in being on a soapbox and having my point of view go completely and utterly unchecked. I like being challenged. I like somebody telling me I'm wrong. Obviously, if anybody's ever watched First Take, or for that matter, the Ryan Russillo Show, I like the back and forth. I like messiness. So I want the Will Kane Show to be messy, honestly. I mean, I want anybody who's in the building, or anybody who's has their car radio on, anybody with an access to a telephone, to call me the minute I say something that they don't agree with, the minute they say that I say something they think is completely and utterly wrong. And we'll do it. We'll have it out. We'll sort it out. It'll be a battle royale in WWE. We'll have the messy fight that I think we need to have more in life. And it doesn't have to be a fight. Maybe it can be a messy laugh as well.
That sounds like a fun listen. How are you preparing for a three-hour show 5 days per week?
Well, there's no way to prepare for 3 hours, you know, a month in advance. The only way you can do this is one segment, one conversation, one opinion at a time. And most of it's going to be what happened in sports in the last day, in the last week, what's happening in sports right now. So in one way, I've been preparing for this my entire life. I've been watching sports my entire life. I've been having what I think are interesting conversations at dinner tables and living rooms, sometimes on TV, sometimes in politics, sometimes in sports. I've been doing that my entire life. So in one way, I'm well prepared to do it. In another way, I'll let you know the morning of the show what we'll be doing.
Great. Will you continue to work on First Take with Stephen A., Max, and Molly?
You need to ask Stephen A. that. Ask Max. Ask Molly. That's my plan. I love that show. I like all three of those individuals. I don't know, Dan, I think it's funny. I think First Take sometimes has gotten a lot of guff, you know, a lot of criticism. I actually think the show occupies a place in media that very few shows of any genre, so take the subject matter, whatever you want, are willing to go towards. Having, not unlike what I talked about earlier, those messy, important conversations. Everybody's too focused, I think, in society and in media on being nice and getting along. That's great, but that shouldn't come at the sacrifice of fun, important, true conversations. First Take does that. We'll do that on The Will Kane Show, too.
How does your background as a lawyer translate to ESPN radio and TV?
Well, I'm used to talking. I'm used to trying to convince somebody of my way. I would say two ways most directly. Going to law school, being an attorney, informed the way I think, the way I prepare, the way I do a show. One, organization, an organization on the fly. If you ever see my notes, and I use a legal pad, by the way, the notes that I use when I go into First Take or into radio, I write in outline form. Like, here's what I think. Here are the bullet points underneath it. Here's how I support what I think. And my brain, it's funny, you never end up looking at it, but just by writing it down, you sort of etch it into your brain. And my brain works that way. Like, support, you know, sub point, this point. And I think I learned that in law school. Everything in the law is kind of done in that fashion. But secondarily, and this is very, very apropos to First Take, I look at every side of the argument, even the sides I don't agree with, because I don't want to lose. So I spend time thinking about, what will Stephen A. say? What will Max say? What do they believe? Why do they believe it? What evidence do they have? Even willing to consider, well, am I wrong after all that? Usually I'm not. But I have thought about why I got to where I was and why they got to where they got.
And final question, did you grow up listening to ESPN radio? If so, what was your favorite show?
Yes, let me tell you this right now. Radio is my primary medium that I grew up consuming outside of newspapers. I loved newspapers, read newspapers multiple a day, ended up owning newspapers in Texas at one time. But radio was right there with newspapers. I was influenced, look, I listened to Howard Stern, as everybody and anybody who's wanted to be in radio has listened to, tried to learn from, and hopefully not tried to emulate Howard Stern, because you just simply cannot. I love a radio station in Dallas that is a sports radio station, The Ticket. And when it comes to ESPN, I definitely listened. I listened to Mike and Mike. I listened to Dan Patrick. And I think when I was growing up, that was probably the primary voice I listened to on ESPN radio. I think Dan is a phenomenal interviewer. Today, I think Dan Le Batard is the best interviewer we have on ESPN radio. He's really good at it. And there's a lot of lessons that I take from that show about how they produce it. I think it's excellent. And they disagree with me a lot. I don't know what they think of me, but I think they're really good at what they do.
Thank you very much, Will. And we will be tuning in January 2nd at 3 p.m.
This is the Front and Center podcast on ESPNFrontRow.com.